We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. The Beer Amigos.
Hey, this is Travis.
And this is Mike.
And we are
the Beer Amigos!
We are here live at the Nassau Coliseum on March 9th, 2013 for the Spring Craft Beer Festival.
We're drinking beers, button hose, having a great time. It's good to be here. We are live. We'll be doing interviews all day and giving you the latest and greatest. I hope you stay tuned. We are here with Greg Martin from the Long Ireland Brewing Company, brewing out of Riverhead, New York, weighing in at 2 bills. What's up, man? How are you today?
Awesome, man. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be here hanging out with our friends, people that have become our friends in the community. It's great stuff. I am presently drinking a Long Island Breakfast Stout.
I am drinking a Long Island Breakfast Stout as well.
I'm drinking a McKenzie cider, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I love it.
You gotta get around, taste a little of this, dip it in that, you know.
I heard you get around and dip it in a lot as well, too.
It's true. You know, got to keep it clean, got to protect
it. I videotape all the time.
Rinse it between uses. I'm talking about your glasses. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Whatever.
All right, man. So I know that you're pouring your ESB today. Can you give us a little bit of detail about that beer?
Yeah, I mean, one of the beers that Dan and I have always loved to drink was Blue Point's ESB. You know, it was, it's an underrated style. It's a great beer with a horrible name. Never gets much play because of the name ESB. Red Hook, obviously, is big known for ESB. Bad beer name, but it's great. It's this copper-colored ale. It's got some malty backbone to it, a little bit of hops, less hoppy than a pale ale. And it was just one of those beers that we wanted to brew just because we really wanted to drink it. So we made a paper recipe, threw 600 gallons in the tank, and we're actually serving the last keg of it today. We're brewing it again next week. So,
Greg, maybe you could elaborate a little bit on what ESB stands for and a little bit of what's associated with that style of beer.
Great point. When I look at you, it's extra special beautiful or extra special boy toy. Either one of those. But the beer style itself is extra special bitter. And it's an English style of beer predominantly. And again, it's the word bitter throws a lot of people off. They don't want to get into it. But it's not that bitter of a beer. But it's an awesome beer.
We love these dudes. We love their beer. Make your way out to Riverhead. Definitely try what they have. You won't be disappointed. And they're cool as hell. Aside from that, we really want to know, you obviously take pride in brewing 100% of your beer on Long Island, because that's how we do it, supporting local people, local businesses. That's really been a cause you've been championing in general, which is phenomenal. Externally of that, we really want to know why everyone that works for you has facial hair. Is that a prerequisite?
We actually, in most of our beer, people don't realize it, but there's actually testosterone. And it actually, even the girls that drink our beer will have facial hair predominantly. So I heard you're into that.
Yeah, you know, HGH, homegrown hair. Definitely hit up our friends in Polish Town, right? That's where it is.
Polish Town, that's right. The Irish brewery in Polish Town.
Get over there and you're not going to be disappointed. Thanks so much, Greg, for your time as always.
Awesome seeing you guys as always.
Thank you.
Hey, we're here with Barry, the craft beer specialist from Claire Rose Inc. Distribution Company on Long Island. I'm going to hand the mic over to Mike for some awesome questions for Barry.
This is Mike on the mic. Barry, tell us about what you do, man. Claire Rose is such a huge fixture on Long Island in regards to distribution and just really playing a huge role in craft beer in general. Now, you distribute a lot of locally made beers. So tell us about kind of what your role is in that and you know, bringing that to the table.
My role, I'm Barry, by the way, from Claire Rose. I'm the craft beer specialist for Nassau County. So what I do is I educate people about the great fucking the great, can I say that?
Yeah, you can say it.
All right, for the great beer that we have in Claire Rose's portfolio. We have a lot of local breweries. We have the three biggest, I would say, in Blue Point, Great South Bay, and Long Island. And people know that. So they're looking for always more eclectic, different breweries. So you'll see that we have an expanding portfolio. We just got Victory from Downingtown, Pennsylvania. That had a short stint where they weren't on Long Island. They weren't distributed. We just brought in Dark Horse from Marshall, Michigan, considered to be the next Founders. They're 26th ranked brewery in the country. Kind of my baby, Crooked Tree IPA and their black, great beers. And then, you know, we're always looking to expand our portfolio. So we're just here to sell great beer. And that's what I do. Go around Nassau County and sell great beer to people. Tell them about it. So.
Sounds good. Do you feel like, as a local person yourself, obviously, like, growing up on Long Island or, you know, being a resident presently, do you feel like it's your, you know, your duty, in a sense, to push these locally grown beers and to becoming, you know, regionally and subsequently domestically available beers? Like, what is your personal, insight into that?
My personal insight to that is that I'm really good friends with all of our local brewers. And I think it's very important that we support the local community the way we would with locally grown food and crops and stuff like that. There's local agriculture. So we now have breweries on Long Island. It's very important. You know, this is somebody's kids that we're sending to college. So realistically, if we're supporting them, we're supporting the community. And, you know, they give back to the community all the time. And, I mean, what's better than a beer that's made, you know, a couple blocks away from your hometown by a guy that lives around the corner that his wife goes to the PTA meetings with your wife. So it's a cool thing. It's definitely great supporting the local breweries.
Hey, Phil from Great South Bay, how do you feel about working with Claire Rose?
I love Claire Rose. Barry McLaughlin, he's my brand champion. He's my man.
Phil has a great beard.
Does. Mike has a great beard.
I do, but Phil's is pretty sweet. Like, old Salt Lake, like, on the next season of Deadliest Catch, Phil, you know, catches crabs.
while sitting at my desk and making things happen.
Phil caught crabs in, like, 98, bro. I don't know how well you know.
It's not contagious, is it?
They're back. When Phil's crabs strike again. On the next Geraldo.
Are you guys serving crabs at the Bay Fest?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Phil's crabs. All right, cool.
Alaskan King?
Oh,
or like Britt. Snow crabs?
Britt Rose. Hello. Speaking of Claire Rose, this is Britt Rose.
How you doing, Britt Rose?
Wonderful.
We are the Beer Amigos.
Very nice. I love the hat.
It rhymes. You know, it kind of feels like this is meant to be.
It just might be.
We're talking to your buddies here about distributing Long Island craft beers and beyond.
Very nice. It's craft beer is the new thing. It's on the rise for sure.
Yes. Latest and greatest. I kind of want to bring it back slightly serious for just a second, but do you feel, as a larger company that represents, you know, such entities as Anheuser-Busch products, do you feel like it's your responsibility to subsequently support the local beers that are in your immediate area? Because Claire Rose is a regional distributor.
Absolutely. We have a network that allows us to be in a plethora. Can I say plethora?
Yeah,
is that
sure,
okay?
Man.
For we're in a lot of accounts. We're in all the accounts on Long Island because of Budweiser. What are you saying? I can't hear.
Three local breweries, Claire Rose, a Long Island company.
We've already had that.
Hey, they've been in existence for 75 years.
We interviewed about that.
Phil from Great South Bay, that's me. Late to the table. But seriously though, local company started by this man's grandfather, okay? Is the only distributor to distribute three Long Island beers.
Yeah. And the reason why it's so important that we have them is because we're everywhere. Budweiser's everywhere. Bud Light's everywhere. Heineken's everywhere. So we're in all the retailers already. So what it allows these breweries, these local breweries, a much larger footprint than if they were self-distributing. So, you know, our salesmen are already in the markets, so they can sell in, you know, the Blue Point bottles. We've got a strong RBC presence. So we're in those accounts already, so it's huge. It's really big.
Yeah, absolutely. In no way was it a loaded question. It was more so in the fact that you have that, you know, you have that reach already, that, you know, those, you know, outlets to sell beer, but more so in the sense that you're, you know, in a sense, you're eliminating that overhead expense of having, you know, There are reps at these respective breweries, but you're freeing them up to do other things that will help them build their brands. And you're really just getting the beer in the, you know, the end spot at the end of the day. So, I mean, that's really where my question was going, and it wasn't like an alternate intention behind it. It was really about, like, creating that.
And that's my job. That's, you know what I mean? That's my job. My job is to go out and, like I said before, educate the consumers about the three local breweries that we have and show them, hey, beer isn't just fuzzy yellow liquid. You know, it's not mass-produced fuzzy yellow liquid. These are people that are putting in the effort every day, and it's called craft beer for a reason. You know, and it's incredible to have these three breweries within our portfolio and, like I said, interact with these guys on a daily basis.
I mean, at the end of the day, people are always going to drink big beer, whether, you know, we as craft beer lovers love that or not.
To do with it.
But if we could, you know, change one person's mind that you know about beer and show them something new and open their eyes to what's out there, that's really where the opportunity lies. And I think that's really, you know, the positive outlook of it in general, because it's not going to be an overnight thing. And, you know, it is much bigger than anyone probably thought it would be at any point. But it's really great to see that get to the local roots and, you know, the local product distribution. So, I mean, really going forward, that's really where our opportunity is. And we really just want to thank Barry for his genuine interest in growing local brands and playing a huge role in that. So thanks for your time, Barry.
Thank you so much, Barry.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Good stuff.
Take care.
Cheers.
This is Frank from the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiast at the Spring Craft Beer Festival with the Beer Amigos.
Yeah!
Beer Amigos. Travis and Mike. LIBME, we gotta say this. It's your fifth anniversary. Congratulations. What we really wanna do for you is wish a happy anniversary and say thank you for playing a major role in the craft beer all across Long Island and for being sincere in each and every little thing you do. Happy anniversary to you. LIBME, yeah, you know me.
Down with LIBME, yeah, you know me.
Down with LIBME, yeah, you know me.
Down with LIBME,
everybody.
LIBME, yeah, you know me.
Down with LIBME,
yeah, you know me.
Down with LIBME,
yeah, you know me.
Down with LIBME,
everybody.
The Beer Amigos. Listen to Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts. Happy 5th anniversary. Love ya.
Hey, this is Ethan Meyer from Claire Rose. You might know me as things from the Teen Bop magazine, the covers for the How to Pick Up Chicks at beer festivals. But I'm with the Beer Amigos at 2013 Spring Craft Beer Festival.
We're here with Wild Thing Rick Vaughn from the Montauk Brewing Company. Yeah, man, we just wanted to kind of revisit you. We haven't seen you and formally interviewed you since the Martha Clara Festival last year. I think at that juncture, Trav and I were deciding, I think you were pouring just the ESB at that point. You were kind of just introducing yourself to the area. So that's pretty much been almost a year since. Perhaps you could give us a little more insight as to where you are presently as a brewery.
Sure. So, Vaughn, Rick Vaughn here with Montauk Brewing. So, Martha Clara, we had Driftwood Ale. That was our flagship. We still have that. It's going really well. People love it. It's our ESB. We have expanded. We had a Hefeweizen this summer, which was really good, well received. And then we had our Eastbound Brown Ale. And today,
I've had that Hoptron Boutique.
It's delicious, we've heard. And then today we have our new, brand new Arrowhead Red Ale. So that's our Irish Red. Kind of just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Working on building the brewery. We just got approved. A lot of health department things are out of the way, and we'll be building our brewery hopefully within a couple months. So we'll be able to do everything on site. We'll have our tasting room and then our probably do a small showpiece brewery right in downtown Montauk. It's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely enjoyed meeting you guys. We had a little contact prior to that, so it was cool like to meet you guys, and you guys are all pretty like laid back. Like, you definitely have like the surfer vibe, for like, not to pigeonhole you into that, but it's not a bad vibe to have.
I like calling it the Matthew McConaughey vibe.
Sure, sure. These are all good-looking bearded men. I mean, ladies, if you're listening, take a trip out there. They apparently pour beer shirtless. I don't know what that's about, but...
Can I do my Matthew McConaughey impression?
Sure.
All right, ready? Here we go. All right, all right.
Solid,
coming from the beardless guy of the group. But Magic Mike over here is talking about...
I saw you dance earlier. It's Magic Mike style.
Absolutely. I was pouring beer on myself while I was doing it. But more importantly, let's bring it back to the brewery. I know that Travis and his wife took a trip out there. Off-season, obviously, for you guys right now. Obviously expecting a huge influx of people with, unfortunately, the devastation that, you know, hit the Jersey Shore. I'm sure that will adversely affect the people that are visiting there and maybe bring people out to you. So how do you guys perceive that potential negative thing that transpired as a great opportunity for you as a business and new, you know, brewery on the cusp of presenting yourself to new palates?
I mean, the Sandy devastation was incredible, and I hate thinking of it as an opportunity for anyone, because I have plenty of family, you know, who lost homes, and it was devastating. We're happy to share our beer with people who maybe lost something, and you can come to Montauk or, you know, Public House Southampton, come to a good brewery, local beer, and come and share in some, you know, good spirits and kind of get back on track. I think beer is a good way to kind of get everybody happy again. I mean, people are going to rebuild. You have to rebuild Long Beach, and, you know, Barrier had their rebuild. So everything will get back on track. If you can share some of our beer on the interim, have some Montauk beer, enjoy the beach. The beaches are fine, so I'm sure we're going to have that influx of people that you're speaking of. We're happy to share it with as many people that, you know, can come out to Montauk. We're happy to share it and celebrate in kind of the rebuild.
And that's absolutely why I should go there. I wasn't trying to blindside Vaughn there. But in the same regard, very genuine answer from a genuine dude. Great opportunity to pick a growler up, surf cast, you know, in Montauk. Maybe surf a little, hang out.
And what days and what hours are you guys currently open?
Right now it's winter hours, so we're doing 12 to 5 Saturdays and Sundays. Okay. So it's just kind of small-scale winter hours. We do have a few accounts in Montauk, East Hampton. Hoptron Boutique is one of our, you know, best accounts in Patchogue. They're great.
And what are your hours going to be in the spring and summertime?
Spring and summer, we're going to go 7 days. We'll probably be doing probably like a 12 to 7 or 12 to 8. Last summer, we were open 7 days a week. So we envision the same thing.
And if anyone's out in the area, what's your exact address?
We are at 62 South Erie Avenue. We're right by the movie theater in Montauk, so downtown Montauk. We're in a red barn building. So come in, say hi. We pour beers there. We'll talk about the beer. We love meeting new people, so come out.
You got to head out there, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really evident that we not only support them seasonally, but we support them year-round, because they're there brewing, whether there's people in town or not. So it's really important to come out, check these guys out, drink their beers, break bread, and just, you know, carpe the diem, motherfuckers. Thanks so much for the interview and your time, as always. I look forward to getting out there with Trav and his wife, hopefully.
I look forward to heading back out there.
And we'll make something good of it. Maybe we'll pack a picnic, we'll bring some sandwiches, and we'll throw down some beers.
Thanks, Ms. Vaughn.
We're happy to host anybody that comes out. Good to talk to you guys.
Nice. Thanks for having us.
Cheers.
Well, Mike, while you're jumping rope, I'm going to let everyone know that we're here with Kevin and Alicia from Beer Loves Company, the newest Long Island craft beer website. Alicia, can you give us a little more information about Beer Loves Company?
Okay, so basically it's a website that Kevin and I write together, giving two different perspectives on beer. Kevin is more of the beer geek, and I'm more of the girl that kind of likes beer. Kevin does not like that I just called him a beer geek. But it's basically just anyone from someone just getting into craft beer to, you know, a seasoned home brewer. There's something for everyone.
From like a normal person to, if anyone listening to this might know Todd, the president of the club, it's from like a normal person to Todd or Bobby.
And Todd as in Todd from the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts.
Right. And everyone else should know Bobby. You know, he's Bobby Rodriguez, makes all those beers and stuff. Anyone from like us that might know something to Bobby that's crazy about beer knows everything about beer. That's
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I like the dual perspective for sure because, you know, you made it sound like, she made it sound like you're the douchey entity of the show. And she's just like the everyday casual drinker that just enjoys it for this flavor. But that aside, you know, joking aside, I think it's a great perspective to present because there are definitely things that people are, you know, embrace and are quote unquote nerdy about. And there's people that are looking to, you know, maybe get to that point or at least become more educated on something.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that you present that perspective because there are things that Kevin may enjoy about beer that his counterpart Alyssa does not.
Yeah.
So, and I get that because Trav and I are like that.
We're very cute.
Yeah, I mean, I like my ladies pale like Trav likes his beer. And I like my beers dark like Trav likes his ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's probably the...
Hey, pumpkin.
That's probably the... You know, we, more than anyone, can relate to that and share... You know, I'm sure there's beers that you find commonality on ground-wise that, you know, maybe there's things that you point out that she doesn't find or vice versa, like, because you're looking for more depth and, you know, you may pick up on a note or a flavor profile that is very unique to your palate. So, I mean, I love that more than anything because I'm very much a foodie and can respect the fact of, like, people, you know, finding different things from certain products. I mean, there's many people that we even know that are even in this club, like Dave from Dave's Cold Beer and Soda in Bellport.
Bellport Dave!
And his biggest thing, which I always appreciate, is when someone comes up to him to get a beer, they're like, hey, like, what do you what am I going to like? And he's very much to be like, well, what I like isn't necessarily what you're going to like. And I appreciate that straightforwardness because, yeah, like, you know, I might recommend a beer personally that... Someone may know my history of beers that I have, like, discussed or vice versa, where Trav has given his nod to a certain kind of beer, and they know, like, your palate and your preferences. So they may be like, I'll absolutely like that because
I
tend to like what this person likes.
Yeah,
so,
well, I think it's interesting kind of listen to. Well, have you ever seen Old School? And where Will Ferrell
of course.
Goes like into like a zone.
Fucking sombrero.
Frank the Tank.
No, I feel like that's what just happened. You turned from Frank the Tank into Frank the Genius, and you started. There's
I was like, wait, what just happened?
There's no way to say it better because it's the same thing we feel in listening to your guys' stuff and watching like what you guys have on YouTube. It's you get guys and girls' opinions that are coming from different angles, not just saying like I'm not gonna say which sites. That are very beer geeky or beer advocate-y that are, you know, like kind of.
Yeah, don't say the site at all. No, no.
You know, they're. You know, they're very into a certain aspect or a certain style and they're very straightforward, but I appreciate that and there's a place for it. But kind of, there has to be something where, for someone else where other people can kind of come to it and you can enjoy a pale ale, you can enjoy a white IPA, you can enjoy the Groot or whatever we made today, you can enjoy a. What is it? A stout with chocolate, kilned coffee, and Jägermeister. You can try a lot of different things, and there's a lot of different things to enjoy about beer, and there's a lot of different things to enjoy about the beer community, which I think is not what's getting out there with a lot of that stuff.
I think the beer community is the best part about it, because you have so many opinions, you have so many people out there who are just so willing and enthusiastic and positive about it. And you know, you have... Yeah, well, yeah, you know, but like...
Exhibit A.
But like you really don't find that many like that much negative criticism. It's always constructive criticism.
Oh, it's there.
You know, it is. You know what?
Don't hear it.
You know what? But the thing is, it's from those people who are just like, you know what? You get the negative from people who are just kind of negative. But like you find more, especially in the beer community, who are always positive and always want to do more and find out more and be more enthusiastic about it.
I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is like, you know, all right, you may not like a beer, but like. You know, at least you're working on getting steered towards a beer that you're gonna like or enjoy. So I mean, you know, it's not just like a dead end essentially where you're like, all right, that's where that ends. So you're like breaking into the fact of like, all right, like that's not for me, but let me find what does work for me and for my personal palate.
Yeah, it's like if you went into, for instance, Dave's or somewhere else like on Long Island or even one of the breweries and you came in like, I have no idea, let me try something. I feel like now more than ever, people are willing to say like. I remember going to certain places before and they would like have a fruit beer and that's kind of what they'd start you out with or a pale ale or an IPA.
Whereas now they'll kind of ask you what type of food you like or what type of drinks you like or what type of other flavors you like to try and guide you more towards something. Whereas Alicia originally, she liked, she hated beer. Like, I really was giving her Hefeweizens and stuff like that, you know, what you would think of as girl beer. So I guess it was kind of sexist on my part, what I was trying to give her.
You're like, I cut this fresh wedge of fruit for you and everything.
You don't like this? Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't like this orange and this hazy beer? What's your problem? But no, but then one time, I forget which stout it was, but she got to try a stout and she really enjoyed it.
I was like, oh, I like this. I like beer, but I had never tried it because I was like, I don't like beer. I'm not
dark and
like
scary.
Yes. Exactly. I'm not going to like the dark one.
That's funny because her and I had this conversation. I think, I don't remember where, but I was like, yeah, I like stouts. And she was like, me too.
Yes.
And we like Top Gun high fived. And I was like, all right, this is cool.
It's like Iceman and Maverick meeting on the field. A little bit standoffish, yeah, but shirtless high fiving at some point.
So what are a few things that you guys have written about on your website that people possibly should look for? Do you do beer reviews? Do you also go places and do reviews on places you visited? Like, what kind of content can we find on Beer Loves Company?
Well, what we're trying to do is to cover, as we've been discussing, like every kind of angle and from different sides, so people can really find a way to enjoy beer. Like, they don't have to only like get a six pack, get a 24, you know, bottle bomber, or get a growler. They can kind of like, you know, use the beer to cook, like, or pair it with food or cheese or any of that stuff. We've written a couple reviews of food, beer dinners, and
written our own recipes.
Yeah, written a couple recipes using Oktoberfest specifically, which was kind of crazy. They turned out really well, but I will say the recipes online are, I do everything by like eyeball, so those were kind of, you know, guessing the recipes online. If they didn't come out good, don't blame us, I guess, or blame us.
Which is good though, because if you're not going to drink it, you sure as hell shouldn't cook with it, which is kind of like the, you know, what's associated with wine and people that have,
yes,
you know,
yeah,
that preference. Like, if it's not good enough for you to drink, then keep it away from your dead animals.
Yeah.
But what can we expect in the upcoming future from you guys? Like, what are your aspirations?
Well, what we've been writing about leading up to today and what we're going to try and make a series that we're going to continue doing is writing about homebrewing. We're in Long Island beer and malt enthusiasts, and we've probably said that already.
On our show a million times.
Yeah, probably. But we brewed a beer today, but we went and talked about for the last past week about coming up with the idea for the beer, and then from conception to creation, and now to we're actually pouring it today, and we're going to do something afterward this weekend about how it got received and about how the whole event was and everyone we kind of got to meet and how everything comes off. I mean, you guys must do something similar too, right? Like, you guys eventually end up talking about like how things went and meeting
people.
Yeah,
for sure. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we do our in-studio commentary.
You know. Unlike
today where we're live from the Spring Craft Beer Festival.
Yeah.
But, okay, so what's the website? What's your URL?
It's www.beerlovescompany.com. I don't know if people need it that long anymore. Beerlovescompany.com. If you can't figure that out.
Perfect.
Yeah. You know
it's
what I mean?
.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's actually, unfortunately, you can't do @beerlovescompany, so it has to be @beerlovesco. But it's too long.
That's good enough.
That's what she
said. Yeah, yeah.
Hey!
Well, everybody, check out beerlovescompany.com. Find them on Twitter @beerlovesco. And thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you guys very much. It was fun to hang out with you guys and jump rope a little bit earlier with Michael. So
anytime you want to jump rope, let's do this.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
So that wraps up another episode of the Beer Amigos.
Thanks for stopping by and enjoying this Spring Craft Beer Festival with us.
We hope to record many more episodes very, very soon. As always, check out libeerevents.com. Also visit thebeeramigos.com. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thebeeramigos. Find us on Twitter @thebeeramigos.
We look forward to next episode and seeing all your beautiful faces in the near future.
Until next time,
adios, amigos.
Thanks for listening.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We
are amigos, and that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. The Beer Amigos.